Good morning. Warren County Board of Supervisors, October 15th, 2019. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
Meet with department heads and elected officials. Terry Jones, Warren County.
Good morning. Absentee voting has begun for the city, combined city school elections. So we've got everything set up and ready and mailing out our first small batch of absentee ballots. Anyway, the ball is rolling, so. And now I'll be sending out the official notice to be in the paper for next week, but I'll send that out this week to the paper, so.
They can vote here up until the day before the election?
Yes, up until the day before the election. And if they request a ballot to be mailed to them, the last day that they can request a ballot to be mailed is October the 25th at 5 p.m. And I gave the newspapers a little news notice and stuff. Tell them when absentee voting is available and everything. But yes, the last day that they can request one to be mailed is October the 25th, and the last day they can vote in person is November the 4th.
Thanks, Terry. Rodney Weiser, maintenance.
Good morning. Just want to take a couple of minutes, thank quite a few people for the drill that we did last week, the active shooter drill here at the courthouse. First off, I want to thank the board of supervisors for allowing us to shut the courthouse down and do the drill. Without you guys' support, we wouldn't be able to do that, so we appreciate that. All the county and state offices for participating. Gina and the emergency management staff put in a lot of time and effort in this, as well as Angie on the joint safety staff. So we really want to thank them for helping really put all that together. It was a lot of work, a lot of time and effort put into it. Also, Sheriff Johnstone, Officer Williams and McCune, the entire Des Moines County Sheriff's Department and staff for all the help and putting it together. The Burlington Police Department, Burlington Fire Department, and EMS, DESCOM, the CERT team. My maintenance staff, we had volunteers also from like Public Health Department, City Hall, Ammunition Plant, Des Moines County Jail, County Attorney's Office, Minneapolis Fire, Eliza County EMA. So I hope I didn't miss anybody. If I did, I apologize. But as you can tell, there was a lot of people involved, a lot of volunteers, a lot of organization. So I really want to thank everybody for putting that together. We learned quite a bit. Kind of had a debriefing meeting yesterday, so there are definitely things that we need to work on. And it's stuff that we can work on, not just here, it's just anywhere we are. So it not only helped just the county and state offices here, but also all those other departments, the Burlington Police Department, Fire Department. So they learned a lot as well. So just wanted to take a few minutes to thank all them and thank you guys for letting us do that. So we appreciate it.
Hopefully it's not needed.
Hopefully not.
But thanks for the work.
Yeah, I think the county owes, that everyone owes you a thanks for all the work you put into it, Rodney. So thank you very much. And I think it was good.
Thank you. That's all I have. Thank you.
Chris Lee, Conservation.
Let's see, we had a huge event this weekend. Our Halloween in the campground turned out fantastic. It's a breezy day, but my God, we had a lot of people show up. I don't know, 500 to several hundred we had come visit the park. Almost all of the campsites participated. I know several campsites had multiple Walmart sacks full of candy that they ran out of in about the first half hour. We went through 12 gallons of apple cider in about 45 minutes, 105 pumpkins in the first 35 minutes, hay rack rides. We had a 22-foot trailer we converted into a hay rack, and we couldn't keep it going fast enough. And so we decided to go ahead and schedule the event for the second weekend in October next year, October 10th. We had told the campers that were there that they could reserve a site, because you can reserve a year out. We put it on Facebook. Within 20 minutes, we sold out every site in Big Hollow. For October 10th of next year. So this is likely to turn out to be one of our largest events of the year, probably going to compete numbers-wise with the Jamboree. We expect we'll have 1,000-plus next year. So we'll ramp it up. We'll have a couple of hay racks going on. We'll get some more pumpkins. But just a great event. And so with that, hopefully we're kind of done with big events for the year, winding down, although we're full again this coming weekend. And so at the end of this month, we will start shutting the water off to most of our parks. If the weather holds out, we will leave it on at Big Hollow up until the point where we risk freezing, either getting a deep freeze or freezing repeatedly overnight. We'll shut the water off. Campground again will remain open at least until the snow flies. We will not do snow removal within the park, but people are welcome to come and stay. All the amenities will be on except for the water once we start freezing. So other than that, just a big thanks to everybody that helped out with that. We had some FFA people from Minneapolis, several of the campers, some of my board members helped out with it. And the credit really goes to our camp hosts, Colette and Otto Grunewald, who have been running that park just absolutely amazingly all year round. I know Colette spent the day before Friday all day. She was up till like 1 o'clock in the morning putting decorations out around the campground, and then up again 7:30 Saturday morning, finished the decorating. And so big kudos to them for making this event, because it was her brainchild, and we just kind of ran with it, and it just kind of grew and turned into this monster that it became. So we're excited about that. It was really neat to see so many families and kids running around that park. I really wish, if it's not so windy next year, we're definitely going to try to get a drone shot, because I have never seen so many people running around the campground like that. That's why we exist. And so to see that is really something special.
That's great.
He might want to bring up the headstones with his name on them.
Yeah, all the staff had headstones in the grave that Colette built for everybody. It's pretty neat. You know, I mean, we gave away a prize for the best decorated campsite. We had a campsite up there that, I don't know, they had several thousands of dollars in decorations. I mean, a full-on cemetery out in front of their campsite. They even had their dog dressed up in a Halloween costume. And so just people went all out. It was really neat to see. So we have our tour tomorrow evening, and so I'll plan on seeing you guys on that.
Thanks, Chris. Jared Lasser, land use.
We have another vacancy on the Zoning Commission. We had one earlier this year when Larry Werner resigned, and we subsequently replaced that position with Russ Fry a few weeks ago. Then a month or so after that, John Roth, who had been on the commission since 2010, informed us that he was going to resign. We're in the point where we need to have that position filled. We have Zach and I have a couple of names in mind that we're going to reach out to those individuals shortly to gauge their interest on that. But just wanted to put that out there in case anybody else had other ideas.
Does that have to be somebody in 2 miles zone?
Yeah, and specifically in the past, it looks like we've tried to keep it balanced between the north and the south areas, because they're split north and south of Burlington. So in this case, Mr. Roth lives in the south area, so we'd prefer to keep that balance. So this would be anywhere along Madison, Summer, 61, Hunt Road, Spirit Hollow, Glenmark, that whole area. So like I said, we have a couple individuals in mind that we're going to reach out to, but we're open to suggestions. And of course, this is we have a vacancy on the Board of Adjustment too, but the Zoning Commission at this point is more of a pressing matter, since we have the ordinance update that we're working on now, and we're looking to have our first meeting with the commission to discuss our initial just some of our initial topics that we've encountered that we think we'd want to address with this update. So we're gonna have that shortly, and if we still have one vacancy at the time, that's fine, but we prefer to get that position filled as soon as we can, just so we can have the full membership as we go through that the remainder of that process. Apart from that, just regular land use day to day. There's been several new inquiries related to subdivisions, but nothing has been submitted as of yet. So nothing on the agenda today. That's all I have.
You're up for entertainment then.
What?
I said you showed up for entertainment.
How's the gender balance on that?
Right now we have one woman and the remainder are men at this point.
And what, you got five person committee?
It's, the zoning commission is seven, the board of adjustment is five.
So you can stand some females.
It would make sense in getting it more balanced, yeah.
Mention that in the paper, will you?
Thank you, Jared. Mike Johnstone, Des Moines County Sheriff.
Good morning, Tom. I'll yield my time to Brian, Kevin, and Doug.
Okay. Well, they're gonna have to wait their turn.
Yeah, thank you. I have nothing to add.
Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
I'd like to appreciate Mike's donation.
2 minutes.
That means a lot. Sperry Road's still closed. Hopeland poured part of the barrier rail today, so that would be good to get that going. Dirt contractor's supposed to move in this week sometime. And big bid today. DOT's got their monthly bid today, and that'll be, we have a paving project in that Iowa City Road. And also so does the DOT for the four-lane mainline portion of concrete north of Burlington. So I don't think those results will be public until after lunch at some point.
When do they have those, at 1 o'clock? Or?
No, the bid opening is in the morning, and they used to be able to get what they called apparent results by about 10, but it seems like the last couple times I've paid attention online, they wait till after lunch now. I don't know if they're verifying numbers or what they do, but sometime today, there'll be some what I would call apparent results. We won't have formal paperwork for a while, but we'll see what happens and look forward to it. There's a lot of competition out there, at least plan holder wise. Okay. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Good. Thanks, Brian. Lisa Schaefer, Des Moines County Attorney.
Good morning. We're happy to announce we have hired a misdemeanor attorney. We're very, very excited in our office. He's hopefully starting next Tuesday, and we'll get the personnel action in later this week. But we're very excited. He's from Omaha, and actually had stepped out of practicing law for a while and got a little burnout, but he's apparently rejuvenated and raring to go. So we are excited to put him to work. We are also, the Burlington Police Department will be announcing hopefully in the next week or so. They have created a permanent prescription drop-off site. It'll be, my understanding is it'll be located in what was the old mobile banking, drive-through banking spot in the U.S. Bank building. But we are proud to say that we co-sponsored that with them and supplied some of the money.
Are you referring to prescription drugs?
Yes, prescription drug drop-off. They usually have one in October and April. They have them at Hy-Vee where people can roll in, but now we're making, with our assistance, they're actually making a permanent drop-off site where the task force officers will be in charge of taking it however often. But we assisted in the purchase of both the signage as well as the cameras. So for those who think they might leave unrequested or unsolicited gifts with the police department, they will be on camera. So we will be able to locate them. But it's something that we've been working on with the police department for a while. We just think that's a very good idea. We do have a lot of burglary. I know Mike and Kevin can attest to this. Aside from guns, prescription drugs are one of the most solicited items in burglaries. And so if we can assist the county and the city in helping hopefully alleviate some of that by having people just drop those prescription drugs off at a time that's convenient for them, not necessarily that it's a time convenient for law enforcement, I think that's going to be ultimately very helpful. So we'll be seeing the sign go up here in the next week or two, but I wanted to let everyone know that. We are also, we have a personnel action. Haley's been with us 6 months now and is doing a wonderful job. She's got probably the hardest job in our office, and she's doing really, really well. We've also, with the Burlington Police Department, met last week with the U.S. Attorney's Office, specifically Rich Westfall, who is the first assistant U.S. attorney for the Southern District of Iowa, as well as one of his assistants regarding Project Safe Neighborhoods. I don't know if any of you have been to the community crime forums that have been I'd like to say sponsored by, but I'm not really sure who's the person doing it. It's been more of a community crime forum. They were at the meeting. They attended the meeting with us on Thursday last week to discuss Project Safe Neighborhoods, which is a federal program run through the U.S. Attorney's Office. It's a community-based crime prevention slash reduction project that's actually been around for several years. But we're trying to explore some new ways to reduce crime in Burlington and Des Moines County. And having the community, I think, more involved would assist that. So they were there for that. We would encourage everyone to attend the Community Crime Forum. I believe Leah was there on November 7th, I believe is the next one, at 6 p.m. at the Loft. Other than that, we're just staying busy.
Good. That drop-off, is that going to be manned or is it just going to be...
Nope, they don't have a camera. Basically, my understanding is they're utilizing some of the same hardware that was already there. So you just drop your pill bottles in and it goes into a chute. And then I believe as often as is needed, the task force officers will come in, clean it out. Everything will be secured and locked. Once it's in, you can't reach in and grab it back. Or try to get into it. I think that was the other concern. That was part of the reason for the cameras, in case somebody thought they'd go in and help themselves. And it sits right outside the police department, so you'd have to be one bold criminal to do that. That's not to say we don't have some of those, but you would have to be pretty bold. And then what they'll do is when it's time for destruction, they'll go in and they'll clean it out and properly dispose of all those items.
It's also a great option as opposed to flushing it down the toilet, which is environmentally unfriendly.
Not so much environmentally. It gets into our water supply when we do that. So then we all start to develop our own little addictions to whatever gets flushed. So that is actually one of the worst places that you can do it. And you don't want to throw it in the trash.
Yep.
So this, I think, is going to be a really good, safe option. Again, for people to do it on their own time, because they may not necessarily be available or around on the 1 or 2 days a year that we've done it in the past. So I think it's going to be a great addition. And as I said, hopefully we'll try to accompany it with some public service announcements about how important it is if you're no longer taking, especially an opioid prescription. But you can put any prescription. It can be penicillin for all they care. But any old prescriptions that you're no longer using or out of date, expired, or you simply chose not to take, this is a good option to dispose of those in a legal and safe manner.
Thank you. I think that's great.
Yep.
Good idea. Colin Gerst, IT.
Just keeping you busy like always, but don't really got anything new to report, so.
Okay. Thanks, Colin. And Yvonne, safety.
Hello. I want to piggyback off what Rodney said and thank everyone that was involved in our active shooters exercise. A lot of people put a lot of work into that, and they've done a wonderful job. So we are truly blessed with the people that we've got working with us. Also, the C3 de-escalation training, this is our last week of it. We have 4 more classes this week. It's done wonderful. I think that we've learned a lot of new lessons, a lot of things to think about. So I want to thank Ken and his team. The instructor, April Krogmeyer, has done a really good job with everyone. So. And other than that, I'm just keeping on keeping on.
Thanks, Angie. Ken Hyman, Community Services.
Yeah, I just wanted to remind you, Hope Haven has their annual meeting on October 28th in a couple weeks. So I did get tickets for myself and Patty and the 3 of you. So those are at my office right now. I'll just take them to the meeting unless you ask me for them before the meeting. That'll be fine, too.
That's always a great evening.
Yeah, it is. It's great to see the clients get recognized for all their years of service and their different jobs, and it's just a wonderful time. So, Iowa Works has asked me to come and speak also, and Elena from General Assistance will be speaking, and Ryan from our region. So we're gonna go on November 6th and talk to Iowa Works. We've been around to the AEA and different places. We just talk about our services and bring everybody up to speed on what we're doing. So that's about all for now.
Thanks, Ken. Mm-hmm. Krista Pogamo, Local Health.
Good morning. We're just keeping busy. We're still doing our flu clinics.
I do want to thank Rodney and his staff. I know they've been really, really busy, but they took time out and came over and painted our waiting room, and it looks very nice, so really appreciate that.
Thanks, Krista. Janelle Nally-Longquist, Boyd County Treasurer.
Good morning. We're just keeping busy. I really have nothing new to report.
Thank you. Sergeant Kevin Glendenning, Boyd County Sheriff's Office.
Doing well at the sheriff's office. We have one of our three deputies that has been in training over the last couple months is out on his own now, so we're kind of moving through that phase, and in the next month or so, those other two will get out, so we'll be back up to the manpower where we need to be at operationally. So we're excited to be moving through that. On our fundraiser, our canine fundraiser, we've had a lot of success from that, thanks to the public, their help. A lot of local businesses have contributed and helped out. One in particular, he didn't ask for any kind of recognition, but Jim Jacks with Jim's Body Shop, he donated $10,000 in memory of Calvin Kuntz. And that puts us about three quarters of the way through our fundraiser, so it continues, and that's about the first year of operation is what our goal is for that unit. So we're really excited about that. We're hoping to be moving forward with that, do some selection with our deputies, and then also start touring some kennels. We're looking at a couple local kennels in Iowa. So we're hoping to be moving forward with that in the next couple months.
Good, thank you. Doug Irvine, jail administrator. I saw you over there.
I was trying to hide. Everything's going real good. Population's still holding right about the 93 mark this morning. One agenda item that'll bring us up to full-time staff. Still short, maybe a couple part-time, but everything's working really well, and we're excited to have the person on the agenda approved so we can get up to full staff.
Good.
We're still holding. How many are we holding for the state?
How many are we holding for the state?
Yeah.
Zero.
I mean, it's been already been sentenced, and we're still.
I think at least three, if not four.
Three to four of them.
Yeah. It just takes been running right about that 8 week mark on when they're sentenced to, I mean, excuse me, from when they're convicted to when they're sentenced.
Yeah. When they're sentenced, you get rid of them right then, right?
Yeah, usually same day, if not next day, depending on what time of day they get sentenced.
This way, just take them down there and handcuff them to the fence, so they'll be there when they in the morning.
And Oakdale works real well with us and the courts work real well with us on getting us that paperwork real quick, that we can make the late appointment at Oakdale and get them right there. So, yeah, they don't stick around once they're sentenced. I don't hold them any longer than I have to.
Thanks, Doug. Did I miss anybody? I don't think so. Correspondence. discussion and vote. We have accounts payable claims in the amount of $583,457.86.
Approved.
Second. Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have a fireworks permit for J&M displays. And the money in the this has already been checked out by the auditor's office for October 17th at Harvest View Farms.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have personnel actions. One for the county attorney's office. We have a Haley Hamilton, clerk one. A 6 month step increase to $32,049.65 effective October 15th.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Roper?
Yes. We have two personnel actions for the correctional center. We have Alexis Abney, a full-time correctional officer with 6.55 hours of unpaid leave. And we have Nicholas Jeffries, a new hire sergeant position with a rate of $46,012.68 a year.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Roper?
Yes. We have reports. We have the Veterans Affairs Monthly Report for September 2019. We have the General Assistance Monthly Report for September 2019 and the Clerk of Courts Report of Fees Collected for September 2019. These reports will be on file at the auditor's office and available for public review. Minutes for the regular meeting of October 8th, 2019.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Roper?
Yes. Any other business?
I have none.
Future agenda items?
I have none.
Committee reports? I attended the SEAL region, Mental Health Region Governing Board meeting. We approved claims and approved the new 2080 agreement that individual board supervisors had approved the week before, and a discussion of regional responsibilities regarding county HIPAA compliance. So, interesting discussion. That's all I have. Public input. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, please stand up, give us your name and address for the record. See no one rise with an aye, we are adjourned.
Aye.
We are adjourned.
I'd like to say one thing.
Oh.
Our department head, thank you for being here. Make it worthwhile. This is the perfect spot to bring up anything that's bothering you that we need to do without a work session. Glad to see you all here.
Thanks, Bob.
Good. 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 Good.